Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome to Sports Day. Great to have your company tonight for the last day this week. And the hot topic for OEM Group, your part in productivity. 2-0 to New Zealand. Can't believe what I was seeing today. The Kiwis compiled a very, very tough total to chase down. Then the Aussies, in a world of pain, at 6 for 113, losing three quick wickets in succession in the middle order. And then it was Sams and Stoinis who came together and put together a magnificent partnership to get us to the very last over, and then choked.
World record partnership, it was.
But still not good enough. And Sams was 3 metres short of winning the game because he got out off the 15th delivery that he faced. He was on 41 at the time. I thought, mate, he's going to make a 50 here, and he's going to win us the game. And, gee, it was oh so close, but yet so far. But really, in the end, had our opportunities to win it and choked right at the finish.
97 for Guptill, Williamson 53, Neesham 45. Philippi, good to see him make some runs with 45. Stoinis 78 off 37, as you mentioned, and Sams 41.
All right, OEM Group, we slash downtime, costs, improve safety and maximise performance. You visit oemgroup.com.au. Into the weekly spray haze. For expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, visit repgoservice.com.
Got to spray both of our local sides, West Coast and Fremantle. There was a bloke kicking goals for fun last year in the Waffle. He got picked up or got given an opportunity, really, to train on with the Bombers. His name is Alec Waterman, and today he took his opportunity, Carl, kicked four goals. So you'd think after kicking four, he'd be a certainty now to be put on the list through the supplementary period.
Let's hope so. So the weekend spray to West Coast and Frio, because they've picked another one from straight under our nose. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco Authorised Service. You're book at repcoservice.com. We will clear a commitment. Come back and have a chat to Trevor Gleeson, the coach of our Perth Wildcats. 2 from 2 since we last spoke.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into our news headlines for product script pharmacy sleep services. Get tested for sleep apnea. Trevor Gleeson, our Wildcats coach, joins us here on Sports Day. Trevor Gleeson, welcome to the program.
G'day, boys. How are we?
We're going all right. Probably not as good as you. Last time I spoke, I played you my spray that I gave your players. It wasn't directed as you. You obviously got that email and you played it to them because they've been pretty good since.
Yeah, I just put it on repeat all the time while they were in the gym. So it was sunk into them nice and well. But the guys really responded well. Two good wins, and hopefully we can build from this.
Do you have a dartboard with all those media experts' heads on it that you sometimes throw darts at?
Yeah, no, I just make sure I recognise the faces and just give them a great big smile and just give them an extra squeeze of the hand when I handshake and just know the presence has been felt.
Yeah, no, I wasn't quite sure whether you could win all of them, but the performance firstly against Melbourne United, a pretty good effort to beat the undefeated team.
Yeah, it was great. The guys are really locked on, and to have, that kind of game when we're still a little bit undermanned, and then, you know, Bryce taking over that second half and really good contribution from the young fella, Sherville, off the bench. He was fantastic in that game.
One thing I didn't realise there was that you recruited LeBron James, because John Mooney, he played the perfect game, didn't he, last night against Sydney Kings? 30 points, 15 rebounds. He did everything. Went at 92.3%, two blocks to go with it as well.
Yeah, and I think he had four assists. He only missed one shot. I didn't realise until after the game. He only missed one shot. I think he made 12 out of 13 shots, including 3 threes. So, yeah, he was super. And he's just starting to get that combination with Bryce. So they can either double-team Bryce and they leave John open, or they leave Bryce under single coverage, and then, you know, Bryce can do what he does.
Now, last night, me and Paul, we had a little bit of a discussion about this, and we were talking about Mooney and Cotton, and we said if they were standing there right now in the schoolyard, which one would you pick? I said Bryce Cotton every day of the week. He actually stuck his neck out and went for Mooney. That's how much impact he thinks that he's having for your team.
Wow, that's a big call. But, yeah, look, he's played 7 games. I think 6 games he's got double numbers in rebounds. He's been a great asset for us, just the right guy that we need. He's not tomahawk dunks and all flash. He just rolls up his sleeves and goes to work, and He's having a fantastic season so far.
So if he sticks around and he has the sort of impact that we've seen that Bryce Cotton's had on the competition, great to see him get his visa during the week and what that might mean for your team in the future. But do you think that he could, say, maybe string together a track record that Bryce has got or not?
Yeah, without a question. He's, remember, he's only 24 years old. He's just straight out of college. He's had a great college career. And normally there's a transition period for the young guys to go into pros, but he's just come on and, been like a pro for all his career. He's so professional what he does. He works hard at it. He buys into the system. He's a great teammate. So, yeah, he's been great. And I think he's going to continue that way for the whole season.
Our boy, our producer, Rob Beaver, doesn't believe he could make it in the NBA, thinks he's too small, but do you think if he continues to put up those sort of numbers, they'll take notice?
Yeah, without a question. I think Australia is on the map now, and everyone in the NBA looks at Australia with the league, with the guys that have come, James Innes and Torrey Craig and LaMelo Ball have all made impacts in the NBA. So, yeah, it's a good one to have on your resume that you're in Australia and you're the leading rebounder. You certainly take note of that.
Trevor Gleeson stays with us after the break. Snoring, waking up tired, find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services, and double demerit points apply from midnight tonight until midnight Monday for drink and drug driving, not wearing a seatbelt or running a red light. Get caught and you could lose your licence twice as fast. Back soon.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We're updating sport with Trevor Gleeson, our Wildcats coach for Nutrien Water, providing affordable water-wise solutions for every home. Hayes?
All right, let's talk about Bryce Cotton, because he was ill going into this game. How sick was he and how close did he come to not playing?
Yeah, look, I didn't think he was going to play, to be honest with you. We really left it up to him, and it was the last minute. He didn't shoot around that day because he actually had an appointment with the minister to get his permanent residency. So we put him on the court just to make sure he wasn't going to get dizzy or lightheaded or, feel unwell. He said he felt well, and he said, well, let's give it a crack there. And then produce a game like that. He's unbelievable.
You're sure he just didn't want to get out of training and he wasn't feeling a bit sick in the tummy about what he might expect by going to the minister's office, Trev? What do you reckon? He might have just been a bit nervous.
Yeah, well, the few of the boys didn't see him for 3 days. So they reckon he went to Bali for 3 days and got his visa stamped and came back.
Yeah, well, everyone else is locked up. He had a good excuse to be out of the building. Now, are you actually out of the building yet? Are you moving around? Are you welcome back into society? Where are you at there?
Yeah, no, we're on the South Bank. It's the first day that we can actually go out and have a meal at a restaurant. So we're happy about that. And down on the Docklands, overlooking the Marvel Stadium right now and having a pizza and a nice and cold one, so I'm enjoying it.
So what does it all mean now for Bryce Cotton? How long until he becomes a true citizen and then you can find a replacement player?
Yeah, so he's got the permanent residence and now we can apply for citizenship with Bryce. So I'm unsure how long that period will take. It could be another month or so or longer. We'll have a list of players ready, and we're keeping an eye on guys overseas in Europe coming back and in the G League and in the NBA. So, when he does come available, we'll certainly look at bringing a new player in.
There's been some good additions of the Bryce Cotton and Casper Ware matchup, and they were at it again yesterday. What does he say sometimes in those moments when he trash talks?
Can you hear him?
Yeah, I actually did yesterday. He said, that's all you got. You do the same thing all the time. And then Bryce just gets up and says, well, I'm not the guy that keeps on changing teams and try to win.
Oh.
So, yeah, a little bit of jawing back and forth. The biggest thrill you can do is the siren goes, you win the game and you shake a man's hand with a big smile on your face.
Exactly right. Now, when will we see Clint Steindl doing that?
Yeah, look, he's not far away. He won't play tomorrow. On Thursday. I don't even know what day it is now. But he won't play next game. He'll hopefully play on Friday night. Fingers crossed, but we'll put him through a fitness test. on Friday morning.
Must have been a good dinner tonight, if you can't remember what day it is.
It's Wednesday, Trevor. It's Wednesday,
mate, it's like
all right?
Groundhog Day here. All you see is a basketball court and a hotel room. So.
Got to continue the Melbourne Cup, NBL Cup, that is. And you take on the Taipans next. What do you make of them?
Yeah, look, we played them in the semi-finals last year. They're very talented. They got Machado and Oliver. They're probably haven't had the start that they wanted to, but certainly very talented team, and hopefully we'll do well.
Beautiful, mate. Thank you very, very much for your time tonight. Appreciate it, buddy, and good luck.
Thanks, boys. You're on fire again.
Trevor Gleeson there. Visit your local Nutrien Water experts today or shop online at nutrienwater.com.au and apply online to certify your products as Australian. Australianmade.com.au/apply. We'll come back with sports stars of small business next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into our sports stars of small business, and let's get to work for Officeworks, who bring us this segment. They make bigger things happen. And one bloke who's done really well since leaving the football field at the Freo Dockers is Byron Shammer. His business is called West Star Capital, and he joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, mate. How are you going?
Good, thanks, Carl. How are you, mate?
Yeah, going really well. And looking across at your former teammate here, and he's proud of what a few of his old teammates have been able to do. And we've had a good chat to a few of them already on the program. And nice to have a chat to you. Just tell us a little bit about your business and what you're up to.
Mate, it's essentially stockbroking and basically investing people's money in the stock market. We're a little bit different at West Star. We mainly do the smaller end of the market, not your BHPs and CBA, but we're at the niche end of the market and try to create value and make money for clients.
Now, we started together, didn't we, Shan? We went in there our first day at Bell Potter where you started, and you went back the second day and I said, nope, I'm going to go do something different. I've been in the media and you've been there ever since.
I remember it well, Hayes. I remember we got in the lift after... after the first day, and I pressed the ground button and I said, mate, this is the best thing ever since sliced bread. And you looked at me and said, mate, I think it's the worst thing. I said, well, I guess you're not coming back tomorrow then, are you? And that was it. I obviously loved it from the first day of the work experience. It's almost over 10, 11 years ago now. It's gone quick.
And the decision to go out and on your own with your other partners leaving Bell Potter, how tough was that?
It was actually a big decision, it's been a great one, just in the sense that you got a lot more flexibility and being able to join up with some younger blokes and guys that got the same philosophy as you. So, yeah, it's been fantastic to be able to get involved, and it's obviously helped post-COVID and the market's going up, so... Yeah, it's been really good so far.
Weststarcapital.com.au is where you find all the details. How many are in your team, mate?
We've got about 5 brokers at the moment, and then obviously support staff. So it's probably 8 to 10 in the office. So, yeah, reasonably lean and mean. But, we like to think we do all right.
And, Sham, obviously many businesses have been affected by COVID. What about the stockbroking industry? How is that? Probably more money going through, given some people were stuck at home.
It was quite interesting, actually, Hazel. I think we spoke at the time, but I thought the world was going to end that first couple of weeks. But once everyone realised that, the markets generally lead of what's happening in the world, right? So they've obviously corrected very early in the piece, but, a week, probably 6 to 8 weeks into the lockdowns around the world, the economy looks at it and goes, how are we going to come out of it? And the World Banks and Reserve Bank here, and especially in America, all started printing money and said, we're going to do everything we can to stand behind it. And as a consequence, there's a lot of money being pumped into the stock market. Yeah, as you said, the shares started going up, and that money's just continued to flow, as we've seen, because obviously the banks, there's no return on cash. So it's just been flying around. It's been, I've been involved probably well over a decade, and guys that I've been involved with are saying it's the best I've seen in 20, 30 years. So, I'm really enjoying it, and hopefully, I wish it was like this all the time, Hayes, as we know.
Well, do you think it'll last the next 12 months? What's your outlook?
I think if you look at, there's a couple of things to look at if you're investing, is one, the yields. So basically the cost of money, that started to go up in the US in the last week or two, hence why the markets have corrected a little bit this week. But the Janet Powell, as Jerome Powell has come out and said in the last couple of days, that they're committed to printing money. At some stage, as a bit like in WA, we're all feeling here at the moment that eventually that good prices of goods and services, aka inflation, will actually kick in, at which point then the price of money will go up, and then generally from there share prices, shares come off because everything gets more expensive. But until that time, until that inflation actually gets printed, and you know, it's given the COVID thing how bad it is around the world, I think it's a little bit off, but. Given the yields have actually started to move, it's something to watch certainly in the next 3 or 4 months and back half of this year. And one with inflation and rising yields means that gold certainly runs and also commodities run. So if you're in through those spaces, then you're fine. But in the general market, then it usually comes back starting with big tech.
Byron Shammer there, thanks to Officeworks. Officeworks has everything you need to prepare yourself for the working year ahead. And double demerit points apply midnight tonight until midnight Monday for speeding or using a mobile phone or radar detector while driving. Get caught and you could lose your licence twice as fast. We'll clear a commitment, come back, and David Short from Tab Touch will join us next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Let's get to David Short for an odds update thanks to Tab Touch. Make the most of summer with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858. Welcome, Shorty.
Really looking forward to a huge weekend of racing and sport.
Now, let's start with the sports betting markets for the Wildcats and the Glorious clashes coming up.
And kicking off with the Wildcats, they head into their clash against Cairns tomorrow as a $1.75 favourite. Cairns there at $2.05. Line betting on the game sits at 1.5. And to the Glory, nice to see them up and rolling. They're having a good start to the season. They'll be hoping that that can continue on this weekend when they take on the Brisbane Roar. $2.40 for the Glory, $2.90 for the Roar. The draw at $3.50.
Righto, there's plenty of racing. We start to up the coast in Randwick on the east coast, the Chipping Norton and the Surround Stakes.
Yeah, kicking off in the Chipping Norton. Great race too. Very elegant. The $2.60 favourite. Collette on the second line at $3.30. Colding a $4.80 chance. And into the Surround Stakes, much more open affair here. Dame Giselle at $4.80. La Mexicana $6.50. Never Talk an $8 chance.
All right. What about the Australian Guineas down there at Flemington in Melbourne?
Yeah, lovely big first four carryover on this race as well. 129,000 carrying over. Tagaloa, our $3.90 favourite in front of Zoo Dance at $5.50. Azar, $7. Ole Kirk at $7.50. The West Aussie, Dom Deschute, a $12 chance.
And speaking of the West Aussie, Tommy Shelby, our greyhound, the favourite going into the big race.
He is indeed. Can't wait to see Tommy and also Zach Minnelli this weekend. Tommy Shelby at $2.70 to take out the $300,000 to the winner Australian Cup final. And in the race prior, Zach Minnelli, the second favourite at $3.60 behind Houdini Boy at $2.
Brilliant, mate. How do we get on?
You can drop into any Tab agency statewide. Log on to tabtouch.com.au or call 1-3-2-3-6-8. If you are going to have a punt, please do it responsibly.
Go on, you shorty. Take care, mate. We'll have a chat to you tomorrow.
Cheers, fellas.
Good on you, David Short there. Make the most of summer with Tab Touch. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1800 858 858.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
And we finish off with an A-League update. Don't miss out on all the action of the A-League and Westfield W-League season. You search A-League and W-League for tickets, Hayes.
The squads are out. Perth Glory, they take on Brisbane Roar. They've had a big break, but it is tomorrow night at NIB Stadium. Glory are currently eighth with 9 points. Roar are second with 14 points. We've got four games in hand, but some disappointing news for Chris Iconomidis. An ankle injury after trying to recover from his knee injury. He'll be out for longer. And Osama Malik, also the other one, unavailable.
And congratulations to Neil Kilkenny, who plays his 100th game for the Perth Glory as well. So well done to him. That's all we got time for tonight. Thanks for your company. We'll see you again on Tuesday. Monday's a public holiday.